Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover, and it's episode 230.
It is, and I'm Jan Stover, and it's June 25th.
And it's the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette. There, we said everything we need to say.
We did, and part of the reason, we mentioned this from time to time, but part of the reason we started the podcast was it was a way to stay connected with our readers throughout the month. We put out a magazine, and then we have a whole nother month until we can put out another issue. This way we can keep in contact every Sunday night. We come on here on owlcreekradio.podomatic.com, do our thing, and a lot of times we invite guests that we have featured in the magazine, so it's another way to continue that conversation.
And later on we'll have a we'll be joined by Randy Alderman by the magic of digits that were recorded earlier, because he's off on a mission trip to Jacksonville, Florida, I believe, right now. So
yes.
it'll be coming up later on. So anyhow, we've got the magazine that we got to get out this week. We've got I think 4 or 5 days till to publication deadline, and we've got our oldest son coming home from California on the 1st, and we've got the bicentennial celebration also starting up on the 1st.
It's a mouthful, and that's because
somebody get me a sweat rag.
We are going to be busy.
Yeah, we are.
And but we've got some exciting things happening in the magazine. In addition to our regular writers, who a lot of people have a particular writer they enjoy the most or a column they're following, we're going to have a new column starting this month, and it's going to go hand in hand with the idea of our homegrown authors page. We've had so much success with our homegrown music page, featuring local musicians and people who really just, you know, love what they do, and it comes out in their musical performances and the way they write. And now we're going to have those writers who are maybe not quite as musical, but they can write quite a story, and that's going to be shared in the magazines.
Well, you know, all good songwriters writing their lyrics try to tell a short story in 3 minutes, right?
Right.
Well, these guys take a little longer.
They do. And these authors that we're going to be featuring are self-published, so it goes hand in hand with the magazine being self-reliant. It's like, you know, there was a time when you couldn't publish something, basically, unless you had some big publishing company say, we pick you.
Yeah, it was a closed world for them.
Right.
Yeah, now it's an open world.
It is. And so we're going to be recognizing a lot of those local folks and regional folks too. And we've had people contact us and want to be included, and we've contacted authors that we know too. But the interesting part about the series, besides featuring individual authors, is we have a lady from Madison, Wisconsin, who contacted us some time ago. I had, once in a while in the magazine, you and I throw out the invitation, do you like to write? Send us something, and we give them a theme and see what happens. This lady wrote to us, and we published her article in the April issue. It was called Spring in Sight, and her name is Marion Stenkel? Stenkel. You're a better pronouncer.
There's probably lots of German ways to say that, but Stenkel was probably
Stenkel.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So she wrote an article, and we liked it and published it. And we stay in contact with those people, you know, long after the article is published. And so she and I have been emailing back and forth. She sent us an idea that she would like to do a book review. And what really cinched this for us is not just that she wanted to do book reviews and we've had book clubs and that kind of thing, but she specifically said that her parents, when they were courting back in the 30s,
she
found some of their letters. And in the letters, they exchange information about books they've read. And I just love that, because letters used to be wonderful and pages long and, you know, beautiful cursive writing. And
do you remember using the telephone after 8 o'clock at night because the rates changed?
Oh, absolutely. And in the meantime, when you wanted to stay in touch with someone, you hand wrote a letter.
That's right.
So she found their letters and she decided to read a lot of the books that they had read themselves to learn more about where they came from and, you know, get some insight into her parents because they shared these books and the love of these books. So she's going to be doing some reviewing of those books, and then she also wants to feature some of authors that she has loved over the years that are Midwestern authors, Illinois specific. So we're looking forward to that being included in the magazine.
Yeah, that's so cool. We also had Krista Walker's going to be giving us an article on the budget crisis in Illinois, and maybe it's a condensed explanation of why we are $14.3 billion and have $14.3 billion in overdue bills and $800 million in interest and fees looming large, and
making Illinois the credit rating the lowest in the country.
And Chicago's right there with them. I mean, just as bad. You know, thinking about a city going bankrupt, they can't pay their bills either. So, and the other thing that I saw just yesterday morning was John Stossel. Look up his work, and you'll see him talking about Chicago recently. We also have something else going on. It's you occasionally throw out, like you said, the request for authors or the request for stories that hit you up in certain ways. And one of them was camping.
Mm-hmm.
And explain that one.
I just basically said, okay, readers out there, if you're interested in doing any kind of writing about your camping experience, whether it's tent camping, group camping, family camping, got a fancy motorhome, you know, what do you do? How did you create your own family memories? And we got a response.
Yeah, and that's from Shannon Strode. She lives on a small homestead farm near Charleston, Illinois, and her husband and three homeschooled kids live with her. She loves riding horses, campfire cooking, and all the old pioneer skills such as spinning, knitting, crocheting, and this was something I'm not familiar with, tatting. Tatting to me was a Samoan art of tattoo, but
and that's not what Shannon does.
That's not what she does.
No.
Okay.
Well. We may ask her to write an article for us on tatting. In fact, I had asked Roxanne, who writes for us all the time, Roxanne Bear, if she would write an article on tatting, because a lot of times she'll write articles on sewing, crocheting, knitting, whatever. And she said, you know, that's the one thing she doesn't do.
Wow.
So there we go. We found Shannon.
I thought Roxanne did everything. But
she doesn't tat.
She doesn't tat. No tatting. All right. Well, there you go. No Samoan tattooing either.
No.
Oh, okay. And the I'm still stuck on the budget crisis, though, because I can't imagine what will happen with our state. You know, what are the options?
That's scary. And that's why in Krista's article, she even addresses at least a libertarian take and option. So people will have to tune into the July issue.
Yes, they'll have to tune in.
I guess
page
they can't,
by page.
They can't tune in. No dials to tune in. Just go online or pick up a copy. And speaking of that, we will have, of course, we deliver magazines, you know, in 12 counties throughout Illinois, but we will have magazines. The July issue will be out in time for the bicentennial. So we'll be down here at the Creekside Studio. We'll have magazines people can pick up while
Lord,
we're out.
Lord willing, our creek don't rise.
That's right.
No, well, our creek stays pretty low during summertime anyway.
We also have our regular columnist in the July issue. Gary Adolph is writing his series, Adventures in Grandparenting, and he will be talking about music and the music devices we all grew up as kids and how he shares them with his grandkids, everything from, you know, record players to
the Fisher-Price record player.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you bet.
And then all the way up to now the
CD players.
Well,
iPods.
Mm-hmm.
iPads, iPods.
And
iPhones.
One of the things he said that was really, he ended it basically with, you know, his kids love to do live streaming, but, you know, one thing he is happy that they also still do is open the door, because that's where the real live stream happens, when you step outside and hear the music of the birds and the sounds of nature. And
no headphones required.
That's right. And then Keith Ford, who we got to visit with the other day, he and his wife Amanda stopped by, and Keith has written for us off and on, but lately he's been writing a frugality series. He's talking about his chipper shredder and going to give us an update on his worm farm.
Well, you know, I think the best part of the worm farm is what the worms do naturally. the worm castings is, mm-hmm. is where the real value is. And maybe we could get our sons to tell all their friends in California that we're really worm farmers.
Well, we used to laugh about that and threaten them. But since we really aren't worm farmers.
Well, I want to take up worm farming. So maybe that would be fun. Yeah, because we've talked about it.
Yeah.
You know, I think the real value is in the worm castings. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So all you need is a little bit of space and a whole bunch of worms. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
Moving on from the worms.
Do we have to move away from the worms?
We have to move away from the worms.
Okay.
We've been featuring Bond County in the magazine, stories from Greenville and surrounding areas, because it is the bicentennial. And we have a really cool article coming up this month, the history of the annex that is the building right next to us that now houses Joe's Pizza. And Phoebe Johnson, a longtime Greenville resident, had written probably 20 years ago an article for us in the Senior Review. And so her father worked at the Annex when it was a clothing store and dry goods.
Worked there since it started, I believe.
Well, and at least from 1917 to 1947, I think she had said in the article. And, and you and I sat down and said, think about this. He worked there from World War I through the Great Depression and into World War II. Think about how that affects clothing, shopping, necessities, affordability. And that business stayed in business.
Yeah.
So, you know, not that Phoebe gets into that aspect in her article, and unfortunately Phoebe's no longer with us. If she was, we'd say, hey, Phoebe, can you add to that? But the neat part is that this will be shared, the history of that building, and we're looking forward to that. So that's another nice perk of having the magazine and being able to pull from past magazines that we've produced over the years.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Cassie Cordy will be writing for us again, and Charles Ambule, if he gets his article in on mushrooms. Go, Charles, come on. And that's
summertime mushroom fun.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'll have Claude Hupper Clem, and he has an article that I always grew up hearing corn was supposed to be knee-high by the 4th of July, and I just smiled to myself when that was included in the article and has more to that saying than I even knew. So,
oh,
yeah.
He fills it in the rest of the way?
Yeah, he has additional
cool parts
of it. So I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So we learn from our writers all the time as well. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's get to our interview with Randy right after this.
Hi, this is Richard Barth again for the Sunshine House Health Food Store in historic downtown Vandalia, Illinois. Owners Jeff and Deb have had a nice and restful vacation and want me to remind you that they will resume normal business hours on Tuesday, June 27th at 9 a.m. Remember, with over 40 years in the field of natural nutrition, the Sunshine House is your one stop when shopping for natural and alternative health products. That's the Sunshine House Health Food Store at 420 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia.
And we're back. Bond County is 200 years old, and here to help us celebrate such a monumental event, we've got Randy Alderman. Yes!
Welcome to the show,
doing?
Randy.
Hey, how
good
you doing?
To have you back. I think we have you on every time there's an event that you've got anything to do with, and you are one busy man.
Well, hopefully, I think this might be the last bicentennial for a while.
Yeah. You probably won't make it to the next one.
Probably not. Yes.
The tricentennial will be completely out, we're sure.
Yeah. Somebody else has to run that one. I won't be around for that.
Well, every time somebody throws up a flag, you salute it, you know, and get out there and do your thing.
Yes.
And that's honorable. It's to be commended.
It's wearing me out.
Well, of course it is. But you're a runner now. You, how many miles are you up to today?
I passed 380 miles last night.
Wow.
So maybe this is why you took up jogging. I thought it was for your health. It may be so you could survive everything you're involved in.
Endorphins are amazing.
Good
and
things.
A great stress relief. And I get a lot done when I run because I always think. And you
right.
think a lot and you think, okay, what do you got to do? What do you got to do? And then you get home and you write yourself notes and you do them.
And it's more than just one foot in front of the other. Okay, we're going to put up this group and then we're going to put up this group. But you are the musical director of many things that you are for the Bicentennial.
Well, you know, music's one of my passions, and I you know, I do a radio show down in Carlisle, and I do that once a month. And I was involved in the entertainment for the Greenville Bicentennial. And mm-hmm. so when they needed somebody to run the music for the Bond County Bicentennial, I immediately jumped on board and started calling people and started getting bids and quotes. And you know, we looked at people like the Ozark Mountain Daredevils and Rick Derringer. And we finally settled on Head East and the Ides of March. And so we've got two wonderful artists that are going to be performing at the Bond County Bicentennial. And it's going to be July 1st and July 2nd on the square in Greenville on Saturday, July 1st, Head East is going to perform. Oh, just they've got a catalog of music going back, you know, 30 years.
Never been 40 any years, reason.
Yeah, since you've been gone and stuff like that. And I'm also told, you know, Kenny Hampton, a local guy, he wrote a song for them back in the day.
Kenny used to roadie for him,
didn't he? And he wrote a song, and it's on the US One album. And Jeff Lydell interviewed Roger Boyd this week, and Roger let the cat out of the bag that they're going to play that song. They're rehearsing it, and they're going to play Kenny's song here on the square in downtown Greenville. So that's cool. And also, we're going to do the Swamp Daddies. They're going to open up for Head East that night, so it'll be a lot of fun. And then following the Head East concert, we're going to have kind of a Bond County jam. It's a very musical county, and so we've just said, okay, if you want to perform on the main stage after Head East, we got a little form on the website. You fill it out, you bring it, you give it to Swamp that night. And Swamp and his gang are going to kind of be the musical directors for that night. And they're going to call people up on stage. They can sing, they can play, they can do whatever. And the guys from Head East have been invited to stick around and participate in that as well. And they may do it.
Well, that's cool.
So,
well, I can only do one song in public anymore, and I won't even tell you what the name of that is.
Beer Barrel something.
No. Why Don't We Get Drunk? No, never mind.
Anyway, and I won't sing at all because I can't. But so that'll be fun. And that's Saturday, July 1st, the Swamp Daddies, and then Head East, and then the Bond County Open Jam. And then Sunday, July 2nd, we've got another big headliner, and this one needs a little bit more explanation because it's going to be the Ides of March. And people say, who are the Ides of March?
Who?
Well,
not the Who. Yeah, Ides of March.
The Ides of March. Well, they were a 70s band, part of that Chicago syndicate, that, you know, all these big bands that came out of Chicago in the 70s. And they had one monster hit, and it was called Vehicle. And everybody's heard it. And sure, if you listen to any radio, if you listen to commercials on TV, you've heard the song Vehicle. I guarantee you you've heard it. And that was their big hit. Well, after the Ides kind of faded out a little bit, Jim Peterick, the founder of the band, the Ides of March, he went on, and he was the founding member of the band Survivor. And he wrote all of their monster hits, including Eye of the Tiger and whatever. Like all the big hits that Survivor had, Jim Peterick wrote. But he was also one of the most prolific songwriters of the 80s, and he wrote all of 38 Specials hits like Hold On Loosely and Wild-Eyed Southern Boys, and he wrote stuff for Sammy Hagar and the Beach Boys. And so then Survivor went away, and Jim did some other things. He does all kinds of projects, but then he got the guys, the original guys from the Ides of March, back together. They're still together. The original people are still there. And he says, let's just go play for fun. You know, obviously, you know, The Eye of the Tiger is a song that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So he goes back, and he's been touring now with the Ides of March the last 5-10 years, and they just go out and play gigs all over the country. And what's cool about that is they come down and they play a couple of Ides songs, but then the rest of the set is they play the entire catalog, not the entire catalog, but all the hits from Jim Peterick's music library. They play all of the Survivor stuff. They play all the 38 Special stuff and the Sammy Hagar. So I believe that when people come and they say, who are the Ides of March, and they'll sit there and they'll watch this guy, this band perform, and they'll say, I know that song, I know that song, I know that song, I know that song. And this is, Jim Peterick should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He is a legend for his songwriting ability. And what he will do is people are going to get a chance to see this legend to perform live on the Greenville Square during the Bond County Bicentennial.
If I'm not mistaken, Vehicle is still one of the best-selling singles ever released. And it still sells.
It's a great song. And if I remember correctly, I saw them a couple of years ago. They'll end the show with Vehicle, and they'll blow the roof off the courthouse with it.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, you know, when we were getting ready to put together our June issue of the Owl Creek Gazette, and we have the Homegrown Music page. And so we put local musicians there. And as we were reading, of course, we knew Head East, you know, had roots right here in Illinois. And then as we did more research on the Ides of March, they were Illinois, Missouri guys. And so that Midwest feel. Mm-hmm. And so as we wrote about them, it was fun to be able to include their history in the magazine because it was directly related to that homegrown music feel that our local artists have, only they just went big time.
Yeah, you just think about the ba da 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 da, you know, that Chicago sound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Well, the song "Be It" is funny. Is that they all think it's a everybody thinks, well, that's a Blood, Sweat, and Tears song, yeah, because Blood, Sweat, and Tears covers it, but it's not. It's an Ides of March song.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the song that keeps. And you know what's interesting? I became friends with Jim Peterick 4 or 5 years ago when we had. I'm going to forget the guy's name now. The guy that performed on the square during the Graffiti Car Show. What was his name? Ronnie Rice. Remember when he was in Greenville?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Okay, Ronnie Rice was in Greenville. We were talking, and he said, well, I know Jim Peterick. Let's call him right now. And I left him a voicemail and actually left the next day on a mission trip. And I'm sitting in Burger King in Denver, Colorado, and Jim Peterick called me, and that's when our relationship began. And we talk probably once a month now, but he's a great guy. They insisted on a two-hour set because they like to tell the stories behind the music, and it's going to be a great night. And also that night, performing on the main stage, we got the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America. They're going to perform after the Ides of March, and before and kind of during the fireworks that will be over the courthouse. And then following the fireworks, Jeff Chapman will bring his blues band to town, the Brother Jefferson, and they're going to perform, and they're going to be kind of an after party on the square. Plus, we've got the Muni band. We've got a Shriner band unit going to play on the square following a huge parade that day on Sunday. So just a million things going on. It's going to be a great event. We've invested a lot of money and a lot of time to put together just another stellar event like the Greenville Bicentennial. We tried to mirror that as much as possible. We expect thousands of people in downtown Greenville. And that's just the musical aspect of it. We also got, you know, the parade. Don't want to forget the parade. That starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday. We've got the Wienermobile coming.
Mm-hmm. I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, show us an Oscar Mayer.
They got the Mr. Peanut Mobile coming again. Several shrine units and local floats and cars and fire trucks. And it's going to be just another huge parade through downtown Greenville. And it'll come right in front of your studios here again. And
yes. We
that's
like
so
that.
Cool. And the main stage will be set up sort of catty corner in the intersection here.
Yeah, it'll be at the corner of 2nd and Main, right outside the green door facing the courthouse. So people can sit on Main Street, they can sit on 2nd Street, and they can sit on the courthouse lawn. And looking outside now, as hot as it is, we probably could sell premium seating or underneath the shade trees right up there on the courthouse.
We probably could. Or, you know, since we'll be in here
looking out the window,
looking out the windows, we'll set up in the window with our lawn chairs.
So, well, yeah, crane your neck a little bit. But anyway, we got a big professional stage. We got a professional sound company. There's not going to be a gooseneck trailer and hay bales. It's going to be a professional sound company coming in, bringing in the Bradford National Bank main stage. Got that plug in. Mm-hmm. You know, we are a premium or a platinum level sponsor of this event, and so we're sponsoring that main stage. We'll be throwing out T-shirts. I gave you a sample one right here that commemorates both the bank's 150th anniversary and the county bicentennial. So just all kinds of good things going on. It starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday, July 1st. And the Swamp Daddies will take the stage right about then. Bicentennial will open at 4. Swamp Daddies take the stage at 5. Head East at 7. And then the Bond County All-Star Jam around 9. And then on Sunday, July 2nd, the Bicentennial will officially open at noon. Opening ceremonies at 1 o'clock on the main stage. We're going to have food and beer vendors, craft fair. First National Bank Family Fun Area is going to open up on College and 2nd Street. There'll be all kinds of... It's not a carnival, but like inflatables and things like that, things for the whole family to do. Arivac's going to have their helicopter on display. Courthouse tours will begin at 1:30, 3 o'clock the Bicentennial Parade, 4 o'clock the Civil War Regiment Band, 5 o'clock the Greenville Muni Band, 6:30 the Ides of March featuring Jim Peterick, 9 o'clock the United States Air Force Band over Mid-America, 9:30 fireworks over downtown Greenville, sponsored by the Bond County 4th Fest, and at 10 p.m. the Brother Jefferson Band. So... it's going to be a great event.
That's a lot of stuff.
And if you look for the Bond County Bicentennial on Facebook, we're posting updates as they become available. Where you can go on the website. It's the Bond County Historical Society, and they've got a page on there. I don't know what it's a long address, so I'm not going to read it. Just look for Bond County Historical Society. Go to the website. But Facebook's probably the best place for daily updates and things like that.
So that's a lot of activities going on in one star-packed weekend is the only way to describe it. Plus the fact, maybe they'll even get the 1812 Overture out and dust it off and see if they can time it to the explosions in the air, right?
Well, you never know. You never know. And, you know, a big shout-out to the committee. John Coleman is chairing the event. We're meeting weekly. I mean, you can imagine things that you got to bring in a generator, and you got to bring in a stage, and you got to bring in porta-potties, and you got to have cooling stations, and you got to have first aid tent, and you got to do la-da-da-da-da-da. There's a million little things to go on.
And now I understand this week you're actually going on a missions trip.
Is yeah, right? You know, my timing is not the best. You know,
that's an understatement, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah, last week I was kind of a co-chairman of the car show. I was in charge of the celebrities for the car show and getting them here for the Friday night event and then Saturday. And then this week, as this airs, I'm actually on a mission trip in Florida with 41 people from St. Lawrence Catholic Church in Greenville. And the bus arrives back in Greenville on Saturday, July 1st at 10 a.m. I will get off the bus, throw my bags in the car, and head straight to the main stage where I'll be working on that.
Never a dull minute.
Never a dull moment. Right. And then on Monday, July 3rd, I'm just telling the boss I won't be to work that day.
He might go along with that. There's probably good reason there.
Yeah, so it's going to be a nice event, and we're excited about it. And a lot of effort's been put into this thing, and we got so many sponsors, and I can't list them all. There's a T-shirt they're selling. It's got all the sponsors on them, but we've got well over 50 sponsors, and so it's going to be a nice event.
Well, in this building that we're in, the front portion of it where our studio is, and the back portion is considered, well, the whole building is considered the lodge, and I understand there's going to be some things going on inside here. Maybe people can purchase stuff in this building, or will it be out and about?
The Bicentennial store, I believe, will be in that building, and they are going to sell the Bicentennial swag. They've got mugs and frisbees, and they've got shirts and knickknacks and things like that, but that'll be available to commemorate the occasion.
Well, that's cool. Right here next door to us. So, and so you've got once again the 1st of July, head east. 2nd of July, Ides of March.
Ides of March,
right here in Greenville.
Yes, and I've talked to both bands, and following both their performances, head east Saturday night after the performance, we'll be signing autographs, doing a meet and greet with anybody who wants to get their picture with the band, get autographs. They'll be doing that. And the Ides of March will do the same thing Sunday following their performance. So you get a chance to, you can buy, they'll have their swag there to sell too as well. But you know, there's a real chance to, you guys get your picture taken, get an autograph of the guy who wrote Eye of the Tiger. How cool is that?
Yeah, no kidding. I'd pay $2 for that. Randy, thanks for coming in and joining with us. It's been a hoot. And
you have a safe and fun and productive mission trip. Last year, you wrote about your mission trip, and that was really neat. We ran it in the magazine. So if there's ever something you can share like that, we'd love to have it on the pages of the Owl Creek Gazette, too.
Well, you know, I'm getting tired and I'm getting exhausted. But, our theme this year is our scripture. On the front of our shirt, it says servant. And I'm going to misquote the scripture. I'm going to get the numbers wrong, so I won't say that. But the scripture is, it is better to give. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And I truly believe that, and I live my life like that. And that's why I volunteer for so many things. And that's why we do these mission trips and try to be a positive role model for the kids and the youth to get them out. And we were talking before we went on the air. It's so easy to be polite. It's so easy to say please and thank you. It's so easy to help somebody up that fell down or be nice. It doesn't cost a dime to be kind.
And it's priceless.
Mm-hmm. And you never know, that smile on your face might change somebody's life in one day. And you read stories about this all the time. But, just being kind and polite. And that's one of the things that I try to live my life by and try to, influence the youth with, be positive, be polite, be helpful. It doesn't cost a dime.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. And you take care and you be good.
I think
you got that.
Well, and thank you so much for doing this. And it's going to be a fun bicentennial. And July 1st and 2nd, don't miss it. It's going to be another blowout in Greenville. And I'll just give you a quick sneak peek.
Uh-oh, there's more to come?
There's talk of making this an annual event. I'll leave it at that.
The bicentennial will be an annual
event. Not the bicentennial.
Because okay. I thought
it'll have a new name next year with the 4th Fest and a music festival. And there's, why not try to bring in a big name band every year?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, before we close, we want to make sure that you stop by our website, www.owlcreekgazette.com. And you're already here at podomatic.com. So there you go. You know how to get there. And, while you're out walking around during the celebration, make sure you stop in at 102 North 2nd. That's right next door to the to the studios for Creekside with Don and Jan. That's where you'll find all your Bond County bling that you can pick up and purchase as while you're there. So, y'all take care now. Have a good week. Bye-bye.